Okay, we're on Peites Amud Aleph. Gemara, we just started the Gemara yesterday, the top of the page. Okay, so we had the first case in the Gemara where the woman pulled out a get, but she didn't pull out the ksuba. She didn't come with the ksuba. And we said that she can be gova with through the tikkun ksuba, the maisa basin, whatever she collects, even without having the ksuba in her hand. And the Gemara said that's a problem. Why? Because shema mina kosvim shovar. We said dinin kosvim shovar lechush dilma mafgal al ksuba gavyaba. Right? Because we have the danger that since she didn't have the ksuba when she collected this first time, so we're worried that she's gonna pull it out the second time, a second time and collect maybe. So LMI, how do we take care of that problem? We say, it doesn't matter. We'll just give the guy a shovar, and therefore anybody, if she tries any time again, she'll just pull out. He'll pull out a shovar. Says I pay, which is we said is a shaila whether we have a machloikas of kosim shovar and kosim shovar. In other words, do we say if the person's coming without a contract, do we say forget it? You know, I don't. If you don't have with a contract, I'm not paying you. Don't worry, I'll give you a shovar. No, I don't want to have to show me it from achbarim and things. So shaila is, what do we do? So the maisa we paskin ain't we that we don't write without a, if you don't have a contract, you don't give a shovar. Whereas over here, it seems to be shma mina that kosvim shovar, because that's what we're doing over here. We're saying to the guy, no, just pay, don't worry about it, and we'll give you a shovar. Which is difficult, because that's not how we pask. So, now we continue. So Amar Rav, to answer this problem, makom, shein kosvim ksuba askina. You know, there's different, they used to have places, different minhagim, whether to write a ksuba or not write a ksuba. And our Mishnah is referring to a place where they do not write ksubas. And therefore, what's the whole chashash? Whole chashash is that she's going to pull out her ksuba in another bay, and again, a second time. Well, we don't have to worry about that over here, because there's no ksuba, they don't write ksubas. So we have no chashash that he's going to pull out, and therefore we make him pay, and we say, nothing, you don't have anything to worry about, because she's not going to pull out her ksuba, because we don't write ksubas over here. Okay, so that's what Rav says. Shmuel Amar, apa makom shekosvim ksuba. It could be talking about, even a place that they do write ksuba. They do write ksuba, so now we're back to square one again. They're like, we said, if we write ksuba, and she's collecting now without a ksuba, we have to worry about, there was ksubas written, so she's going to pull out a ksuba again. LMI, again, must be that shovar. If he gets a shovar, we hold that we don't write shovar. So, what are we going to do with that? So l'shmu al kosvim shovar. So we it comes out that kosvim shovar according to Shmuel. If it's talking about a place where they do write ksuba. So Amar Rav Ana and Lididim efarshali minei d'shmar Shmuel b'makom she'ein kosvim v'amar kasavti. So alav laviraya that what to his words, or b'makom she'kosvim v'amar lo kasavli ne'aleha laviraya. So we're talking about either case according to, like we said, according to Shmuel, whether they do write ksubas or not write ksubas. And you could say like this, b'makom she'ein kosvim, if they don't, in a place where they do not write ksubas, but he says that even so I wrote, and minhag is not to, but I decided to write. And therefore, v'amar, he says, I'm worried that, I wrote her, I did write her ksuba, I didn't have to, and now I'm paying her this money without her producing this ksuba, which I say she wrote, and I'm afraid she's going to pull it out later and collect. So, in such a case, we don't listen to his taina, since most people don't write ksuba, it's place that ain't kosvim, and then, so that's why we say that she can collect her ksuba. And makom shekosvim, or can be talking about where they do write ksubas, and then she says, "Yeah, but he didn't write me. Yeah, he didn't write me. That's why I want to collect, because yeah, their ksubas are written, and there's always the danger of recollecting. But you don't have to worry about any danger recollecting, because he didn't write me one." And so now the opposite, aleha laviraya. So she has to bring a proof. If she can bring a proof that that's the case, then fine. Then she can collect. If not, not. Okay, let's see Rashi. The first guy deal with mafga lachar misa vegabia b'toras almana. But makom shein kosvim ksuba. We're talking about where they do not write ksubas. Elasomchim al tnai beistin, and therefore there's no ksuba. We don't have to worry. He's going to pull out a ksuba in the next in the beistin because there is no ksuba. L'Shmuel kosvim shovar beitmias. That's difficult because now we're back to square one again. That we hold it not that way. We hold ain kosvim. So Ladima Farshali says Rashi do'olam ain kosvim shovar. Really, no show. You don't write shovar. Meaning no contract, no payment, and we don't say no pay anyways and rely on a shovar. No shovar. V'hainu daima de govek ksuba. So if that's the case, how come in our Mishnah she's collecting without her ksuba? Is she without the contract in her hand? We're giving her anyway. It seems like we are relying on shovars. So we say the e makom shein kosvim hu. If it's like two possibilities, if it's talking about a place where they do not write, meaning they don't write ksubas, who amar kasafti, and he says his time is, I know, but I wrote anyways. I wrote her anyways. V'yareni shema takzor v'totzianu alav, then alav laviraya, and he says I'm worried that she's not going to pull it out a second time and pull it out and now I'm paying her without. She's going to pull out and I'm going to have to pay again. And I'm worried about this. So now, if he says such a thing, love viraya, it's up to him to bring a raya, vi maisi raya, meaning aiding shakas. If he really does bring a raya, that yeah, he did write her a ksuba, then enachanami lo gabia, she can't collect, because again, ain kosvim shovar, etc. So, right, if he can really prove that there was a ksuba was written, then she has to bring a ksuba, because ain kosvim shovar. And we don't say to him, no, just pay her and we'll give you a shovar. Because no, ain kosvim. Ve'i lo maisi raya, and if he doesn't bring a raya though, k'tani masnisi, that's what our Mishnah says, govek subasa. When our Mishnah says govek subasa, again, it's talking about where he can't bring, he claims this, that he wrote her ksuba anyways, but he has no proof to that, he can't prove it, and therefore, he has to pay her. Govek subasa, ve'eno ne'man lomar, shanisi minhagayir. And he's not believed to say that, again, the minhag is not to write, and he goes, yeah, but I wrote her anyways. You're not believed that. To say that. Now, v'imakom shekosvim, and Rashi continues, and if it's a place that they do write, then the opposite. Then v'hi amra, lo kasavli. Yeah, okay, most people write, but my husband for some reason didn't write me a ksuba, and therefore you have nothing to worry about. Pay me the ksuba, I don't have to worry, I'm going to pull it out again, because there is no ksuba. That's what she says. Then now, therefore, aleh alavi raya, because now she's going against the norm, and therefore she has to bring a raya. And when our Mishnah says govek subasa, that she collects a ksuba, we're talking about shevia raya shalokasavla, that she really did. She really did bring a raya that her husband did not write her ksuba. I say, for you don't have to worry, she says, pulling out the ksuba, because there is no ksuba, and she brings a raya to that, and that's why it says govek subasa. Okay, back to the Gemara. V'af rav hadarbe. Says the Gemara that Rav changed his tune, right? He first said that they're talking about specifically our Mishnah, a place where they don't write ksubas, but now he is closing on that and he has a new pshat, new explanation of how things work. What does he say? Beba makom shekosi, beba makom shein kosi. Not like he said before, it's dafka talking about a place where they don't write. No, it can talk about either. But what about our problems here about pulling out the ksuba again, etc., and we don't rely on shovars. So says Rav, what are we talking about? How does it work? Get gova ikar, ksuba gova tosefes, v'chol arot zelahashiv yavo v'yashiv. So he says a new pshat. How does it work? When the woman wants to collect her ksuba, so she has two documents in her hand, right? She has the get that she's divorced with, and she has the ksuba, the contract. So Rav says how it works is each document works for a different thing. Okay, the get that she's holding, she says, look, I'm divorced, so that works to collect the ikar ksuba, for an almana, or matayim for a psula, right? Meya matayim, the ikar ksuba, and that's it. But the Tosefet Ksuba, she doesn't collect with that. The Ksuba, she uses to collect the extra with. But only the extra. In other words, each thing's come for something else. The Iker, the get's coming for the Iker, and the Ksuba's coming for Tosefet. that he adds on to the main. He adds to the main thing extra. So, Mele, you don't have anything to worry about. And that's what he says. Hey, anybody that comes, Lahashi, you come, Lahavi, you can't, have nothing to worry about, everything's no problem. Why? Because, again, let's say you take the first case in our Mishnah, and then we get a second, we're going to see a second case in Azopasha. But the first case in the Mishnah, again, she's coming along, she only has her get, right, in her hand, first case in the Mishnah, but no ksuba. And she says, yeah, but I want to collect my ksuba, I don't have my ksuba, but I want to collect. So no problem, no problem. Why? Because what does she have in her hand? Only the get, not the ksuba. So say, fine, a get is good for what? The ikker. We'll pay you the ikker. And then we'll take it and we'll rip it up, and so she can't collect again. You know, we'll take it and rip up the get, and that's that. Aye, but she might pull out the ksuba because she really has a ksuba. Isn't it? Aye, let her pull out ksuba. What's the ksuba going to give her? Only the tosefet. So they're two different things anyway. So fine, let her pull out ksuba because it's coming to her, the tosefet. When she comes and finds the ksuba, then we'll give her a tosefet.
The tosefet could be very big.
Whatever it is, yeah, but it's not a problem. But that's what she'll pull it out. We're not giving it to her until she pulls out the ksuba. Fine, she pulls out the ksuba, that will give you the tosefet. We have nothing to worry about. So everything's good. That's what he says. Kol haros lahashi v'yavo yashi. Says Rashi. Kol haros lahashi v'yavo v'yashi. De'ein lachush me'ata l'kulum. Now I have nothing to worry about. Okay. However, that's as far as the first case in the Mishnah goes. But right away, when we're now going to the second case, it's not so posh. Ask the Gemara, none. So we said in the next case in the Mishnah, right? Ksuba v'eni maget. So what happens? She pulls out the second case is she has the opposite. She has the ksuba, but she doesn't have the get. Okay, he omeres avad giti. So she says, I lost my get. Vehu omer avad shovri. He says, I lost my shovar, meaning I did pay, even without the ksuba, you know, the first time around, and I was given a shovar, but I lost it. Okay, and now she's coming along, and she says, I lost my get, but I lost it. So v'chein balchov shotziyah shtarchov ve'eni mopruzbol, as we saw, right, he's coming to collect and it's after Shemitah, the borrower says, it's Shemitah, I don't owe you, and he goes, yes you do, where's your pruzbol? I lost it. So what's the din? Hare elu lo yiparu. Remember, here now the woman does not collect in this case. But she's coming along this time with her ksuba and not her get, so she does not collect. Now, Bishlama l'Shmuel, it's going to Shmuel, his pshat that he gave in the Mishnah, then it's fine, it works out. Because Mokila, we can explain this, how is it that she doesn't get paid? Mokila, b'makom she'ein kosvim. You can be talking about a case where they, place where they don't write ksubas. The Amar, and he said, this is going back the first time around, you know, when the first time she came, that he had said that what? Kasafti. He said, I wrote. But even though it's a place that we don't write, but I was an exception. I wrote her. And I'm therefore don't want to pay her until she gives the ksuba that I wrote her. The Amrinan lay, I see Raya. Then we said, in such a situation, when the Shmuel says, what do we do in such a case? We say, no, since people don't write, you're saying you wrote, and therefore you're scared to, you know, pay her, because then she's going to pull out her ksuba later. We don't believe you, you know, because that's not the norm, so you have to bring a raya. And if he doesn't, we make him pay. So what happens? So he's claiming over here, that's exactly what happened, right? I couldn't bring a raya. You made me pay without her having the ksuba in her hand. You made me pay, and I did, is what he's claiming. And now she's coming along with the get, right? So now she's coming along with the ksuba, you know, and which is exactly what I was worried would happen. He's saying, you know, since I paid her without the ksuba the first time, here she's coming along, you know, with the ksuba that I wrote, you know, he's claiming, and she doesn't have the get, and he says, of course she doesn't have the get because I ripped it up, I paid it the first time, and that's why she doesn't have the get because I paid it. So in Achanami, that's why Lo Yiparu. We list it. He has a good taina. That's you know, his taina is good. He could say, I paid it the first time. I was worried she was going to pull out the ksuba. That's exactly what happened. I knew this was going to happen, but unfortunately, I don't have my shovar to prove I paid. But I paid her, and haraya, she wears her get. Just happens to be that she lost it. Yeah, she didn't lose it. It got ripped up after I paid the ksuba the first time. And now she wants to, you know, now she wants to claim a second time. So that's why we don't let her pay. Good. But El Rav, Naid Iker Logabya Tosefes Miyatigbe. But according to Rav, why Lo Yiparu? Why don't we give her, what is the second take case again talking about? She's coming here with the ksuba without the get. Fine. Why can't we give her the ksuba? Remember, each thing's separate. The get is for the ikar. The ksuba is for the tosefet. He's coming now only with the ksuba. Good, so give her the ksuba. We don't have to worry about anything. But yet it says lo yiparu. We don't pay her. So it's a kasha according to Rav. Okay, let's see Rashi. Bishlam elishmuel damar bein ikar ben tosefes nifrein al pi get. That both, there's no difference. All goes together. Then mokila. Hadiktani lo yiparu that he's not paying her, but makom she'ein kosvin mishum hachi mehem, and that's why he's believed. B'may damar parati yapi a get. He's believed to say that the first time around he paid with the get and they ripped it up, and now she's coming a second time. Damar, because his claim is kishatavatani that the first time, you know, when you came along to collect from me, alpi a get, you know, and all you had in your hand was the get. Amarti the based in kastafti. Excuse me, I wrote her a ksuba. V'yarani shalotakzo. Nana, and I'm worried that I wrote her one anyways, even though this place we don't. I'm worried she's gonna, it's not here, she's gonna pull it out later, she's gonna collect from me again. Vamarli, have raya. And I'm really, the basin said, excuse me, this is, since you're at, you know, that's not the norm over here of writing suba, so you have to prove that that's the case. Veloma tzati raya, and I couldn't find. Ramruli, they said to me, so tough luck. You know, you can't prove it, and the minhag here is people don't write, so therefore you have to pay. And I paid, right? Ubikashti mehen sheyichtavu li shovar. And I said, okay, but at least give me a Kabbalah. And I paid. Fine. No, you want a Kabbalah? No problem. Shehoyel ve'lo valkarchi ani azakuk lifro. Since I'm forced, because I know I really did write her ksuba and I'm worried about it. So please give me a shovar. Ve'tovli sheyeli shovar ve'kasvu li ve'avan. You know, that should be written for me. And what happened to ve'avan? But it got lost. And so that's his claim. And now here she is coming. The husband says a second time to collect again with her ksuba. Of course, not with her get, because as I'm saying, it got ripped up the first time when I paid her. So and Achanami, we listened to her, and that's why lo yiparu. So that's the Shmuel's good. Ella the Rav says Rashi Damar Eini Freyin Al Pi Get Ella Iker. So my lo yiparenu. No, the Iker lo gavi etc. But Sosefet, yeah. So what's the problem? She's coming now with only her ksuba. Because her Sosefet. That's what the ksuba's come. Okay, so answers the Gemara Amar of Yosef, Hachav Mayaskinan, Kesha'ein, Sham, Eidei Kirushin. So what are we talking about? So, again, we're going into Rav now, right? So Rav said, fine. So she doesn't have her get. She says, Beseder, but she's not asking for the Iker, you know, the that comes with the get. She says, Beseder, just give me the thing. But let's think for a second. She's coming out to Beis Din, right? All she has is a Kasuba. Meaning, she doesn't really have proof that she's divorced. She's collecting her ksuba. I know there's a divorce. Here, give me my ksuba. But who says there was a divorce? She's coming along. Here, I'm not married. Here, my husband divorced me here. Because she doesn't have, we're talking about, she doesn't have a get. There's no get, right? She's the only woman with the ksuba. How do we know that she's divorced? She's collecting her ksuba. How do we know she's divorced? Very nice Tosefet. But even Tosefet, you can only collect if you're divorced. How do we know she's divorced? So you say. No, so what?
He says he tore it up. He, the husband says I tore it up.
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't have to say any. He's not saying anything. He's coming along, and going to Rav. This is the two separate things, and he's like, here, I'm collecting now my Tosefet. That's all. So what? So we say, how do we know that you were married? You're collecting here. That you're divorced. That you're coming back to Tosefet. So therefore, what do we say? So we say that what? That no problem. She has Eidim that she got divorced. That's all. Eidim that was on the get. Doesn't need the get, you know, whatever. Eidim, finished. Fine. So what are we talking about here? Though Hakamayaskinan, because she ain't sham Eidim Gerishin. that she doesn't have the aiding gerushin. She says she was divorced, and here's the, I want my ksuba, but she has no aiding. Now he has a migo. Migo di yachol meimar lo gerushtia. Turn to Peites Samad Base. Yachol omar gerushtia v'nasati la ksubasa. He has now a migo. He says, excuse me, Mrs., since you don't have any proof that we're divorced, and you want to collect your ksuba, your tosefet over here, listen, since you don't have any proof, I could say, I never divorced you. There's no aid if there's the other one. I didn't divorce you, and I don't have to give you anything. So therefore, he says, since he could say that, now he's believed to say, I did divorce you, but I gave you, I paid you the ksuba here means the tosefet. Right? So he doesn't have to pay. He says, Rab, because in this case, because he has amigo. You know, normally producing the ksuva, then she deserves the tosefet. But here, he has amigo, he could say, I never divorced you, b'chla. So therefore, I really don't have to give you anything. So believe me, he says I'm honest to say I did divorce you, but also I gave you your tosefet already. So therefore, I'm not giving. Therefore, that's why she did lo yiparu, she doesn't collect her tosefet, because he has amigo. Says Gali Gemara, Haminik Tani Seifa. This is difficult. Why? Because what about the Seifa? The Seifa says, Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Mina Sakana Ve'Elech Isha Govek Subasa. That in this second case where she's has the ksuba but doesn't have the get, we said that she doesn't collect because she doesn't have her get, but that's only if it's in normal times. In the times of sakana, when she's not expected to have her get because they used to burn it immediately upon divorce, because they're not allowed to have religious articles, right? We said right yesterday. So in that time, yishag govek subasa, we said even shalo beget. Ubal Chov can collect the Shaloba Prusbul because they get rid of that right away. So what do you have to say? There it's clear, B'di'ika Eidi Gerishin Askina, D'ileika Eidi Gerishin B'mai Gabya. So the last case in the Mishnah there with Rabbi Shimon when the time is Sakana, it's clear that you have to say that there's Eidi Gerishin because there we have nothing. We have no get and no Eidi Gerishin. How is it possible that Jesus is, you know, collecting without anything? So Vada, there must be. So, okay, so it must be 80 Gerishin. The Ika, the Leika, Fanumar Megavya. Okay. So therefore, the Reisha also must be that there is 80 Gerishin. We're assuming the whole Mishnah is talking about the same thing. So since the end of the Mishnah is talking about the 80 Gerishin, the beginning is also talking about 80 Gerishin. So that's not a good answer to say that he has a Migo because there's no 80. If the end's talking, end of the Mishnah is talking about there's 80 Gerishin, the beginning is also. So the Gemara answers, Ella Kula Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, he vechasuri mechzer v'hachitani. So he says, no, we have to read, there's missing words in the Mishnah, it was written in short form, and if you fill in the words, then everything reads good. How does it read? You have to read it as follows. Hare elu lo yiparu, right, the case, like the woman and without the get, right, and the guy without the prosbo, they cannot collect. And why? We're saying, like we said, Rav said, because he has amigo. Since there's no hate him, he's the husband's believe, and therefore she doesn't collect. But here's the addition: b'ma'edvar mamurim kasha ain't sham eighty gerishin. That's if, in fact, if there are not 80 gerishin, therefore he has amigo, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. But of all yesham 80 gerishin, if there is 80 gerishin, then ain't a chanami. Since she's pulling out the ksuba by itself, tosefet, she can collect the tosefet. And what about the ikur? And the ikur, it depends. Imapka get gavi. If she can pull out the get, which gives her the right to the ikur, then gavi, she collects the ikur. V'lo mapaka, if she doesn't bring it out, the gita lo gavi, she doesn't collect it. But that's only when the time when things are normal. But umina sakana ve'elech, but if there's time of sakana when we're not expecting her to bring out even the get, then afal gav dolo mapka gita gavi, we give her the ikur, even though she's not producing the get, because we understand that she probably had to get rid of it because of the circumstances. Shreven Gamliel, Shimon Ben Gamliel, Omer Misakana Ve'elech, Isha Govek Subasa, Shalo Beget, Ubal Chov, Shalo Beprusbo, because of the Sakana. Okay. Fine. Vilolo Gavya says Rashi Chashin and Shema Kfar Gavta Al Pia Get, and therefore we don't give. Okay. Amrile. Rav Kahana, back to the Gemara. I'm really Rav Kahana, v'Rav Asi l'Rav. Lididach damart that the get is go with the ikur. An almana, minay suin, b'may gavya. Okay, so fine. So everything now we're talking about so far has been okay, because we're talking about a woman that gets divorced, right? So she has the ikur with the get and the tosefis with the ksuba with tosefis. That's all fine. But what if a woman doesn't get divorced? There's another way of collecting a ksuba, you know, the ikur, and that's with the death. Husband dies. So now what, right? We said the you collect with the get the ikur and the tosefet with the ksuba, but there's no get if he died, right? That's only with the divorce. So how is she going to collect? So be'edei misa, okay. So with the edim that edei misa that he died, and then she collects. We got a problem. Why? V'lichush dil megirsha umapka gita megabyeve. If that's the case, why we have a danger? Why don't we have to worry that maybe he divorced her, gave her the get, fine, and now she didn't cash in on it quite yet. She didn't cash in on it. And so now that's going to give her the Ikr Ksuba, right? She has the get for the Ikr Ksuba, but she didn't cash it yet. And then what happens? Then he dies. Okay? So she's going to say, oh, husband died, go to the basin, collect the Ksuba. The Ikr, right? The Ikr. Because for that she only needs 80, right? For the death, just 80. She brings 280, my husband died, here, 280, my husband died, she collects the Ksuba. So thank you very much, the Ikr, right? Thank you very much. Then she goes to some other basin and say, oh, my husband divorced me, here's my get, so I'd like to collect my money, my ikr. Again, collect the ikr, fine. So she's collecting twice. I have to, don't worry about that. So more answers, yeah, you're right. But we have to say, therefore, we're talking about, Yoshev is tachas baila. We have to say, we're talking about cases where, and normally that would be a problem. We're talking about that we didn't see her away from her husband. And, you know, normally if you get divorced, you don't still live with your wife, right? So we saw that they were living together, and then husband and wife, and then he died. And there was no sign of any in between there that he divorced her first, and later he died, because they were living together the whole time until he died. And therefore, we don't have to worry about that. So Gemara says, yeah, but that's what happens, Dilma Samuch Lemisa Gersha. So that's only if there was a month between, let's say, and we saw, hey, yeah, but during that month when apparently there was, you know, the get says when she got divorced, they were living together the whole time or whatever. But we could, that doesn't have to happen. It could be a case where he gives her the get, and then, 10 minutes later he dies. And therefore, you can't bring the fact that they were together doesn't mean anything. Of course, they were together; they didn't have a chance to not to be together. And again, and then she's going to only collect with the Eidei Misa, not use the get yet, and then go to another basin and collect again what they get. Why do we have to worry about that? So the Gemara says, no, that we don't have to worry about. Why? The Yehuda Afsid Anafshe. I don't exactly 100% understand this. There's a couple of different pirushim, but it says that he himself loses out. It's his own fault. Forgiving the get just before he died. Yeah, so that works out if the guy's on his deathbed and he writes a get. He says, you fool, what are you doing? You know, she's gonna maybe collect twice. Don't do this. You know, don't give her a get. If anyways, you're gonna die and have to give her the ksuba through your death. So just, what are you doing? But it doesn't always have to be the case. I mean, it could be the guy, you know, all of a sudden something happens, you know, but I don't know. Okay, it says that he's losing out. So he shouldn't have written to get things. It's his own fault if that happens. Okay, so that's fine, but then Gemara asks, what about Almana Mina Arison B'maidavya? Okay, now we got a problem. Why? Because it doesn't have to be that they were married. There's also a get that is, ksuba has to be given if there's a divorce or death upon engagement, after the engagement. And here, you can't say that, we're worried, again, Gemara says the same thing, we're lechush, b'maigavya, b'edi misa again, v'lechush dil megersha, u'mafke gita b'gavya. We have the same problem, you know, that, maybe how is it working again, if her husband dies after they're engaged? She has to bring, she brings Adim, then he died. But then again, the same thing. Maybe he, gave her a divorce, she didn't collect, and the same thing. Didn't collect, and then he died, and then she's gonna collect twice. The death and another basin with the get, the same thing before. Before, at least, we were able to answer, we're talking about, no, they were together the whole time, so we don't have to worry about that. We saw that they weren't divorced, because they were together the whole time. But here, they were not together the whole time because they're only engaged. Not supposed to be together. They're dafka not together the whole time. So therefore, here we really have a real chashash that they're usually just be a year they used to be engaged. You know, so maybe after a month he divorced her, gave her a get, she didn't collect, and sometime later, you know, he died, and then she didn't collect twice. And here's now. So there's the Gemara, therefore it goes back. Ella, we have to go back on what we said, that really the also Almana mina nisuin, even when she's married, she can collect with the Eidei Misa. And even if she's not with her husband, it doesn't have to be that only in the case when she's with her husband all the time, because we're allowing to collect even if she wasn't with her husband for a while until he died, etc. Doesn't matter. But why? So how can we do that? Because this is b'makom dolo efshar kasvin and shovar. Because if even though normally it's true, we don't unless you have the contract, we don't let you pay or whatever. But that's if there's if things are normal. But if it's makom she'e, you can't. And we're not worried that she's dafka pulled shtick. So we give the payment without the shovar. Because we're in a shovar, and the proof to that is the lilo tamahachi eidei misa gufayu nichush dilma mapke eidei misa behind beidina vegavia vehadar mapke beidina chrina vegavia elavade makom delo efshar kasvin and shovar. Because even in the case of a place where, let's say, they don't write a ksuba, there's no ksuba, and what did they rely on? Eidei misa. So what happens? She can bring 80 Misa in this base then, and then go another, bring 80 Misa in another base, and she can keep collecting with 80 Misa. Elamai, what do you have to say? The only thing to prevent that is a shofar. What are you going to do? No other way. So we see, if there's Malcolm Shalom Afshar, you have to write a shofar. Okay, it's finished up. Rashi. Amana b'may gavya k'suba shel ahurz al-korchach b'edei misa has to be shemet bala and mechazeret l'shtar k'suba l'yorshim v'korim otah, and then they pay and then they rip it up. Ay nechush shemegirsha v'hadra mafka, maybe they got divorced and she didn't collect yet, and then v'hadra mafka gita v'beidin achrina, and then she's gonna get paid after he dies and collect it in another beis din v'tigbe ikar again. Yoshev is tachas bala. We're talking about that they're together the whole time. When he died, she was there, still living with him. So therefore, you don't have to worry that they got divorced before. Almana mina erison. Now what are you going to say? They were never living together. You don't have to come on to that. We only give it when they're to Yosheves Tachas Baila. It could be even that he left. Still, we heard that he died. Still, she can still kovei ksuba. We're not worried about that. Why? We say, not a problem. It's to write a shovar. I don't know if the word's going to collect again. The makom shein lomar hamarma. We're not worried about any funny business. Ve'iav shar la ligvod. And there's no other way to collect otherwise. So ibat lachush lakach ella. If we're, for example, kugonzu in this case, or kugon chenisur faksubas abeinim. There's proof that she has no ksuba. For example, the lo nimna milahag. But we don't have no problem of letting her collect. In such a situation, we give her the ksubasa and tiktov shovar. Eidei misa gufay was approved. B'makom she'ein kozvim ksuba, when there's no ksuba, ve'ein yorshim yecholim lomar la hechziri lanu shtar ksuba san, because they can't say, listen, give us a ksuba, we'll pay you, you know. So we can't do that because there's places where they don't write ksuba. So ne'nechanami, why don't we have to be worried? We and malasot, so we, in those situations, we write a shovar.